Hey everyone, so recently I had an episode where I talk about how my wife and I bought and then renovated a home, and we created a budget template to track costs and hopefully limit our spending and stick to the plan as much as possible. So with that, I put out a budget template that you can go and get, and that was our most downloaded freebie from the Career Yak show thus far. So I'll put a link again in the show notes. Go check that out if you have any type of projects, or you're renovating a house, or you're doing even a smaller project and you have to see what it's going to cost and track costs throughout so that hopefully you don't overspend. Go check that out. Super helpful. Just wanted to remind everyone of that. And thanks for listening. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Career Yak Podcast, a podcast where we seek to discover jobs and industries that are actually out there today and learn career lessons along the way. I'm your host, Chris Goodwillie. In today's episode, we're going to do a book review, a quick overview of the book Expert Secrets by Russell Brunson. Russell is the founder of ClickFunnels, which is a sales funnel tool for websites, online marketers. And Russell himself is a marketing expert, you could say. And the gist of this book really is marketing strategies, tips, tricks, you name it. So, here are my main takeaways. Honestly, probably the biggest takeaway I have from this book, and it should be more common sense, I guess, but it just hit me again, is that he stresses that urgency and scarcity are the two most important marketing tools. So, whether you're doing a promo and you have a deadline, or you have a product that you're pitching and there's a limited amount, people react to a sense of urgency and a knowledge of scarcity. I also liked how he framed sales as serving instead of just making a profit and ripping people off, as some people think it is. Sales is serving, meaning that, you know, you are providing something of value to that person on the other end of the transaction, and he really stresses that. And I think that's a good perspective to have, especially being in sales, that just the knowledge that you are adding value to someone else's business or someone else's life by selling them a product. It's not a bad thing. Another fun takeaway I had was that keeping marketing jargon and copy simple is key, and how if you have more of like a third grade writing language level for your campaigns and your different copy that you use in your marketing campaigns, then that will speak more effectively to your audience. Sometimes the more we overcomplicate things, the less it reaches the target market that we want to reach. Another good tip was that he suggests that your first yes or no question to a prospective buyer should not be asking for money. So you shouldn't right off the bat say, do you want to buy this, yes or no? Have preliminary questions. Yeah, you know, I want to be more productive, or I want to save time, or I want to get more organized, things like that. So when you do end up reaching the pitch of your product or service, then they are more apt to say, yes, that is an option and a solution for me. And then lastly, I think it's really important for all of us to remember that you can share something that you are good at, and you don't have to be the only expert in the world. I think sometimes we say, oh, people are better than me at doing this or doing that. But in reality, you still can add value by sharing the skills and the expertise that you have with others that may not have that as a skill set in their own life. So don't be afraid to share it. Don't have that imposter syndrome. Maybe there are people in the world that are better than you in that specific area, but that doesn't mean that you still can't share your talents with the world, add value to other people's lives and businesses, and sell them a product that actually serves them in the long run. So ultimately, I would recommend this book. I think it has a lot of good marketing tips and tricks. And if you're looking for a good business book, especially in the world of marketing, then this is definitely an option. I'll have a link to it in the show notes. You can click that link to check it out, and if you have read it or are going to read it and finish it, shoot me an email at careeryakpod@gmail.com. Don't forget to check us out on careeryak.com, and if you like this episode, share it with a friend. And don't forget to subscribe in Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast platform so that you don't miss the next episode. I appreciate you listening today. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time. Hey everyone, one way you can support the show is by checking out our new affiliate partner, Lone Birch Company, based out of New Hampshire, where I am as well. Their owner and founder, Jarek, actually did an interview with me. His episode may or may not be out, depending on when you're listening to this, but go check them out and use the coupon code CAREER for 10% off. They make wood, handmade wood products for your desk or office setting. So check them out. Super high quality stuff, and it'll help Jarek's business and the show. Thanks.